Well, here we are, back in Ontario. I'll just explain a little bit about my wife and family, the journey that we've been on in the last 5.5 months or so. I'm not sure how much each of you know about what's going on, but in May of last year, so May 30th, 2018, there we go. May 30th, 2018, we were commissioned by the Christian Reformed Church in Canada, as well as World Renew, to travel across the country and visit churches just like this, and talk about worship and mission, and connect the two. And I'll be talking a little bit more about that in just a few moments. Also, recording our voices on the song I Am Not My Own, which of course is from the Heidelberg Catechism Question and Answer 1, a much beloved Reformed document. And so we set out and we traveled. So we're going to start right here at the bottom. We went from London, Ontario, which is where we're from, and we went through the States and we went all the way over to Charlottetown in June 3rd was our first date in Charlottetown, and you saw the lovely folks there. And so what we do is we visit churches, but also schools, and we do evening concerts, and we made our way back. And this was the first leg of the tour, sort of the top of Ontario, Thunder Bay, Winnipeg, and then we forgot about Emo, so we turned around, and we went to Emo, and then we took a week off and went through North Dakota, which was lovely, and then we skipped over Saskatchewan. Well, we'll get them later. And then we spent about a month and a half in Alberta and learned lots about the Canadian Food Grains Bank while we were there and the harvest going on, such a beautiful organization. And then from Edmonton, we continued on to Edson and then went over to Smithers and Terrace. And Terrace Christian Reformed Church is where Darren Rorda, the Canadian Ministries Director, joined me, and we had a big celebration on the furthest end of the west there, and then we made our way down to Victoria, Nanaimo, came back, and just 2 weeks ago, we remembered about Saskatchewan, and we went to Regina, and now we are here. And so as I said to the kids, we've recorded over 9,670 voices on the chorus of this song. And the idea is that we are working and building up to the Canadian National Gathering for the Christian Reformed Church in Edmonton in May of 2019. So we're only halfway there. So the next 6 months, we are going to be traveling throughout Ontario and Waterdown, Bethel CRC, or Bethel Community Church here is the first stop along the way. So thank you so much for having us. That's a little bit about what we've been doing. That number that you saw on the video has now grown to very close to $150,000 in 5.5 months, and we just thank and praise God for that, for so many faithful people giving with their hearts. And if you are interested, of course, you can follow along at a ministry website that we have called iamnotmyown.org. So that's the background, and this morning I have the privilege of speaking to you from God's Word in 1 Corinthians 9, verse 19. I invite you to open your Bibles to that. The Pew Bibles, it is page 1199, and what I have up here is actually from the Message, but I would like to read it from the Pew Bible first, so just track with me here from the text that is not on the screen first, and then I think you'll see why I switched over to the Message. So this is 1 Corinthians 9, verse 19, and in some texts there is a heading that says Freedom in Christ. Though I am free and belong to no man, I make myself a slave to everyone, to win as many as possible. To the Jews I became like a Jew, to win the Jews. To those under the law I became like one under the law, though I myself am not under the law, so as to win those under the law. To those not having the law, I became like one not having the law, though I am not free from God's law, but am under Christ's law, so as to win those not having the law. To the weak, I became weak, to win the weak. I have become all things to all men, so that by all possible means I might save some. I do this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessings. Now, this is a text that we've heard likely in a number of different contexts, but I want you to sort of tuck that text away and think about it in the context of worship. Now, you might not make the connection right away, but we're talking about worship here. The second thing I would like to read is question and answer one from the Heidelberg Catechism, the text that we sang together. And once again, I'm a book guy, so I know you guys have a gray book in front of you, and I would love it if you could open your book and turn to page 861. I have that memorized. I guess I better do it too. And we're going to say this together. So I'll just say the question and we'll say the answer together. What is your only comfort in life and in death? That I am not my own, but belong, body and in soul, in life and in death, to my faithful Savior, Jesus Christ. He has fully paid for all my sins with His precious blood, and has set me free from the tyranny of the devil. He also watches over me in such a way that not a hair can fall from my head without the will of my Father in heaven. In fact, all things must work together for my salvation. Because I belong to Him, Christ, by His Holy Spirit, assures me of eternal life and makes me wholehearted ready from now on to live for Him. This text, feel free to keep it open if you like, and the scripture as well, whatever you like. This text has a very deep meaning to me, and I have the privilege of sharing a bit more of my testimony, my story, and song this evening in the form of a concert, and you will hear how that text impacted me in such a way that it has formed the last 15 years of my life. But there are three questions. Oh no, forgive me. Okay, here we go. Now we're going to read 1 Corinthians 9, verse 19, and we're going to read it from the Message. Even though I am free of the demands and expectations of everyone, I voluntarily become a servant to any and all in order to reach a wide range of people. Religious, non-religious, meticulous moralists, loose-living immoralists, the defeated, the demoralized, whoever. I didn't take on their way of life. I kept my bearings in Christ. But I entered their world, and I tried to experience things from their point of view. I've become just about every sort of servant there is in my attempts to lead those I meet into a God-saved life. And I did all of this because of the Message. I didn't just want to talk about it. I wanted to be in on it. So, there are three questions I want to ask this morning about worship. And just to give you a little bit more of my context as well, worship is a word that I think about a lot. I'm a worship leader, formerly a worship director in a church in London, Ontario. And so the word worship usually has to do with what I do in the church setting. And so this is kind of why we're talking about the word worship. So three questions. What is worship? What is and where is the line? First question, what is worship? So this morning I'm going to categorize for our understanding worship in two different directions. The first is vertical worship. That is an upward and inward motion of praise to our God, singing like we are this morning, our own personal devotions, essentially our personal relationship with Jesus Christ. We will call it vertical worship. The second is horizontal. What I mean by that is a linear, directional posture towards the human life that we find ourselves in, the relationships that we have with our families, colleagues, and neighbors, seeking justice, mercy, and peace for everyone. So these are the broad strokes with which I'll be describing these two directions of worship. Now, as Reformed Christians, there's this saying that life is worship, and I believe that to be absolutely true. And so a lot of this would be very familiar to all of us. Sometimes, in order to define what something is, we have to talk about what it is not. And so we know this, but it is not either or. It is not either vertical or horizontal, right? Very simple concept. However, we've been struggling with this concept as Christians since the beginning. And the Reformed theologian Jimmy Smith from Calvin College gives us this quote. After the Reformation, and especially in the wake of modernity, wide swaths of contemporary Christianity tend to think of worship only as an upward act of the people of God, who gather to offer up their sacrifice of praise, expressing their gratitude and devotion to the Father with the Son in the power of the Holy Spirit. And absolutely, it is that. It is vertical worship. But friends, we know that when we reduce our faith simply to this experience, and when we define this only as the word worship, we don't do justice to our lives as worship. And in the same breath, and this is very prevalent today, when the temptation is only to live out worship in the horizontal, kind of a humanistic worldview, social justice worldview, but miss out on the nourishment and the vertical worship that happens here this morning, we also miss out. So it's not either or, it is both and. Here's the partial answer. Worship is a life inspired by God through Christ, the Bible, the saints, all of our circumstances, and the Holy Spirit. So the second question, what is and why is that important? Now, I got away when we were across the country because no one really knew me, but now that we're back in Ontario, there are going to be some people who know me, and so I can't pretend that I'm an English professional, but bear with me here. And is a conjunction. We learned that in grade 5. Am I doing... Okay. I was kind of enjoying like a beatbox sort of thing.
I think it's actually that.
Is it this?
I think it's that.
Okay.
I just want to switch to
sure.
I like to call this my Britney Spears mic.
Check.
Yeah.
There. All right. That's a little better? Okay. What is and? And is a conjunction. A word used to connect clauses or sentences to coordinate words in the same clause. But it's not just a conjunction. It's a coordinating conjunction. And that joins items that are of equal importance in a sentence. So we're going to bring in the Heidelberg Catechism, and we're also going to touch back on the Scripture. But let's look again at how "and" works in the Catechism. Okay, so I'm actually going to mix up the words a little bit just because it refreshes the text for me. So Q&A 1, what is your only comfort in death and in life? That I am not my own, but belong in soul and in body, in death and in life, to my faithful Savior Jesus Christ. Because I belong to Him, Christ by His Holy Spirit assures me of eternal life and makes me wholeheartedly willing and ready from now on to live for Him. The vertical and the horizontal movement is all over this text. And if you start thinking about worship in this vertical and horizontal movement and direction, it's all over Scripture, right? Perhaps most importantly, and not surprisingly, our Lord Jesus Christ summed up all of the law in a vertical and a horizontal movement. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. Vertical, right? Us and God. And, coordinating conjunction of equal importance, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. So what is and why is it important? And is important because Jesus emphasized this for us. Third question regarding worship. And this is where we're going to bring the text in for freedom in Christ. Where is the line? First Corinthians 9, verse 19. Even though I am free of the demands and expectations of everyone, I have voluntarily become a servant to any and all in order to reach a wide range of people. Religious, non-religious, meticulous moralists, loose-living immoralists, the defeated, the demoralized, whoever. Paul isn't saying that we need to separate ourselves and concentrate on vertical worship. He is actually saying that because of our freedom and because of that vertical relationship, we are free to worship in all of these spheres of the kingdom. Right? But worship is an important word. We have to use worship as we describe the acts that we do every day. When we leave in the morning, we have to think about this as this is our spiritual act of worship. And this is our spiritual act of worship. I love the sign as you leave the church here that says, can someone remind me what it says exactly? It says, go out. Absolutely. Yeah. Go to all the world and preach the gospel to all creation as you use your lives as worship in a horizontal way. Worship is a life inspired by God through Christ, Scripture, saints, circumstance, and the Spirit, and it requires our obedience in all directions. This is not always an easy thing to do, and for Lara and I particularly, in the last couple of years, this act of obedience where you don't know exactly what is coming next, can be a really challenging thing. But when you step out, God is always there. Not always how you would have written it yourself. But let me just share my experience a little bit in terms of how I connect with the world, with my own skill set. And each and every one of us has our different skill set. But it has taken me so many years as a Christian to begin to understand this in a way that I can live it authentically. As a songwriter, I've always been more comfortable either working in the church, vertical worship, or outside of the church, doing, you know, engaging in culture, which is absolutely what we need to do, but having no and in between them, no coordinating conjunction. It was much more comfortable for me to separate the two, right? God has been stretching me in the last number of years to realize that the tools He has given me as a songwriter allow me to become like the world, as Paul is saying, right? Become like the Jew. And to write songs that are for the world and engage with people in secular culture. Not allow that world to define or snuff out what my biggest calling is, which is to be a follower of Jesus, but because I am free in Christ, because I'm rooted in Christ Jesus, I do not need to draw a line. Right? I don't need to be separate. We are set apart, but our lives don't need to be like this, right? So, I don't need to draw the line of only working within the parameters of Christian music and the church. This is what I'm finding out for myself. In fact, it would be disobedient for me to do so, which is the exact opposite of what we see happening in worship culture in North America right now. And this is what I'm really passionate about. Because when you Google the word worship, you see big stadiums of people worshiping vertically, and it's beautiful, and the Spirit moves. But you don't see a real picture of the kingdom, do you? Each of us has been given a unique skill set where we meet the world. Where our and is. Some of us are lawyers, doctors, teachers, farmers, mechanics, full-time parents, musicians, retirees, or volunteers. And each of us has a responsibility to align ourselves vertically in our worship to God. And each of us has a responsibility to seek circumstances where we can be obedient with all spheres of our horizontal lives where we are at, through our relationships, our colleagues, our neighbors, our actions, our finances. All of this needs to be oriented towards God up and our neighbors out. In conclusion, what's really cool about what's happening here on this tour. And when, you know, we were talking about, so my worship ministry is partnering with the Christian Reformed Church and with World Renew, and I sort of said, you know, if we're going to do this, if we are going to declare together as the body of Christ across Canada, let's not just make it about us. Let's not just make this awesome recording where you know, we've got the song and all of us singing, and that's so awesome. But let's, you know, when people Google it, let's give them a picture of what the kingdom is. And so in each and every place, we're reflecting where your church is at locally, what you are supporting, and we're raising that up. Because we are not our own, right? This is the connection. Worship for mission. Worship, I think it would actually be better if it was worship and mission. I'm just going to go off script here for a minute because I really As we come back from 5.5 months on the road and we get to see all of these communities and we get to worship with them and we get to meet beautiful people who pour their hearts into this, and it is such an awesome act of service. And then you also get to see the impact that they have in their communities, whether it's some kind of homeless shelter or food bank or pregnancy crisis center or a mental health help, which is, I think, is what we're supporting here this morning, right? It is absolutely astonishing, and I want to encourage you, Bethel Church in Waterdown, that God is moving across Canada through the Christian Reformed Church. We know this, but Laura and I got to see it, and it's changed us forever. We belong in body and in soul to our faithful Savior, Jesus Christ. And because of that, we are ready and willing from now on to live for Him, to become like the Jew, to win the Jew, to rub shoulders with our neighbors. This is our spiritual act of worship. And to come back here every week, celebrate our baptism, remember who we are because we belong. So we have much to celebrate and highlight as the Christian Reformed Church in Canada. God is doing great things through each and every one of our communities. We are coming together in one voice, literally, and declaring that we are not our own. We are sharing our worship with all generations, and we are teaching our young people how to live as if our lives are worship. We will also, through World Renew, learn about people who have a radically different set of circumstances and therefore obediences in front of them. And we will stand with vulnerable and marginalized people in other communities as well as our own. And we will and we are using our abundant resources for good in order to fulfill a part of the whole worship command. And we will and we are living lives of thankfulness along the way that our God is so full of abundant grace and joy that we can rest in His promises and comfort for our lives because we belong to Him. I'm going to transition now into a little video from World Renew. And this is not the video that we had at the start of the tour, but what is really cool, I'll just explain it now because we're going to have an offering later. So I'll just explain it now. In each place, we are raising up a local mission. And 45% of our giving goes to your local mission. But we want to think locally and globally. And so throughout this whole year, through World Renew, we're focusing on an area in Nigeria that's not getting a lot of press right now. But northern Nigeria has a lot of difficulty with an organization called Boko Haram. And many Christians, millions actually, are fleeing the north and coming to the south. And they're refugees. And so there's a food scarcity crisis. And so throughout this year, we're raising money for Nigeria through World Renew and the Canadian Food Grains Bank. And they're watching. And I get to communicate with World Renew in Nigeria. And they sent me a video about a month ago of a band in Nigeria who covered my song, our song, the song that we're singing together, I'm Not My Own. And sort of as a thank you. So why don't we roll that video, and it'll explain a little bit about what we're doing there.